I think about 14 degrees now.
Wow.
Which is actually positively balmy, because in February it was frozen.
Yeah, well, we all saw you on BBC Look North, chipping your way through the ice here, literally with a sledgehammer and then sitting it. So tell me, why did you want to do 100 swims between your birthday last year and this year?
I needed a purpose, quite honestly, Jonathan. I've raised funds for charity before. I've been swimming outdoors since 2014, but I felt last year, with it being such a difficult year for everybody, me too, and friends, that basically I needed a purpose outside of myself, because to force myself to do something at times was quite difficult. Having something outside of me that meant I had to keep on going. I pledged, once I'd put it out there and said that I would do it, it's a case of, well, great, now I've got to. Particularly the first donation I received was £100, a pound per swim. And it's like I said to Jeff, how do you know I'm going to do it? He said, I know you'll do it. And friends asked me, why did you start it at the end of September with the winter coming on? Because it would be so much easier to do it in the summer. Frankly, it is much easier now. It wouldn't have been as much of a challenge, would it? And also, I don't wear a wetsuit. I've not worn a wetsuit all winter. And at times, it's been a lot more challenging than I expected. But we're getting there, and I've met some amazing people along the way. So it's to raise funds for WaterAid.
So talking about raising funds, you chose WaterAid as your charity for the chosen funds. What's the connection there with WaterAid?
There's a lot of water here in Yorkshire, sometimes a bit too much on occasions. And I did feel that I'd been posting earlier in the year, the waterfalls and the rivers around locally, that's all we could do was stay local. But the charity, when you see these appalling videos of families overseas who have to walk to collect water, children even, and when they bring it back, it's filthy, bug infested, it's not clean water. We're so privileged here, and I felt it just really was something I wanted to do.
Right, so here we are today, and this is your 75th swim. Let's watch you swim. There's three other people here with you today, friends who come along every time.
No one else came when there was ice.
No, I'm not surprised either. I don't think I would.
Tracy here has been a great support. She's been supporting me on a lot of the swims. No, it's been good. It's been good, and I feel I've made some friendships through it too.
Susan, swim 75 of 100. How are you feeling?
Fantastic, but to be honest, Jonathan, I feel like this every time I swim.
It's invigorating, isn't it?
It is. You get an absolute buzz. In fact, didn't want to get out today.
So as Susan's been doing her 75 swims so far, it always gets posted on Facebook after every swim. And quite regularly, I see the face of Tracy. I'm joined by Tracy right now. You've literally just got out. What's it like?
It was wonderful. It's, you know, it's very invigorating. I think it's the whole package. You're in a swimming in a beautiful location. Good friends. Cake to follow.
Yeah. So you chose WaterAid as your charity for the chosen funds. Do you have the total?
£2,441 as of this morning.
Wow, that's absolutely fantastic. And if you've got any listeners who want to top up that and keep it going, because obviously you've got another 25 swims to go between now and September, how do they actually go about doing that?
Well, the page is on Just Giving. So it's 100 wild swims in aid of WaterAid.
Susan, congratulations. Swim 75. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming along and supporting.